Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'll call on you and just let us know your name and platform.
Especially your name.
Either or. Yeah. First of all, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody.
You have an active Twitter account.
Who's got it? It's coming soon. It'll be here before we know it for sure. Yep.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. What's your message to your team after a game like that today? It was kind of ugly, but obviously you didn't have to get a win.
Yeah, the message was Merry Christmas. I thought, you know, we've talked about the relentless play style. We've talked about that all week on a short week because we knew we couldn't get pads popping during the week, but we knew we had to play a physical game. When you guys go in there, you'll see a few of the guys look like they were just in literally a heavyweight title fight. Malik Davis's arms all beat up and bloody, his eyes swollen. We were running out of bodies there at the end on offense, 80-something plays, 38 minutes time possession. But, again, at the end of the day, it was a physical game, and I'm just really proud of these guys.
Fourth down.
Yeah, that was kind of the plan going in, but why? I mean, the plan is you got to play yourself into those situations, and we weren't being cavalier. We weren't being reckless with it. We were getting ourselves into fourth down and two or three, and we trust our guys to make plays, and I think they did it. I think it was 6 for 6 is what they told me. Again, I think that's a huge part of the time of possession.
Clarence Hill, Dale Lewis, Cowboys. The season was Dak has been sharp most of the season. His first game under 60% passing. Didn't seem like he was as sharp as he's been, but at the end of the day, 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and then keep converting 4 downs in the fourth quarter. You're talking about Dak's game.
Yeah, his game, again, was incredible. He's been playing so good. He missed some throws. He'd like to have some throws back. I'd definitely like to have some calls back. There were some calls there that I just really didn't like. I thought DQ had a better call than me in a number of areas. But, again, the leadership, the guy made plays with his legs. The guy, we don't convert those fourth downs without Dak. You know, I thought that's where he was really, really sharp. And, again, the way this guy competes is just special, Clarence. And wasn't surprising to me that we finished on the field with the ball, and he did it with his legs with the quarterback sneak.
6 sacks. He took a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Now you just have to look forward next week and say, maybe we need to say this is enough for that.
It's Christmas. I'm going to enjoy Christmas, man. I'm going to have some eggnog, you know, and I'll deal with that when I get looking back to the film. But definitely some eggnog, and we're playing to win.
Not a shot.
Yeah, shoddy after the eggnog.
Brian Todd Archer, the ESPN. With Malik and what he was able to do and where he was in August or July, whenever the heck we were in Oxnard, to now?
Yeah.
Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, I can. You know, when we let Malik go, you know, we had just kind of talked about, like, hey, maybe a change of scenery is good for you. And that's kind of, I mean, literally he and I had that conversation. We said, hey, change of scenery is good. And some guys figured it out. And he went home and he sat home and he had a couple workouts, but nobody bit. And when he came back, Todd, he was a different person. The way he approached everything, from the preparation, from the professionalism, everything was different. And that's the power of being on the outside looking in. And from the day he came back and walked into Oxnard and I saw him, I knew it was different. And he's played incredible well. He got over 100 yards today. I was trying to, in 4 minutes, trying to get him the ball. And literally I looked over and he was like this. His eye is all swollen. I mean, it looked like he took a right hand from Tyson. But, again, I'm so proud of him, man. He ran hard. Offensive line, I think we had 210 yards rushing today. We ran the ball really, really well. Big part, again, of the us controlling the clock, time of possession.
You talked to us before about year one of the program. How much does winning that last game to not have a losing record matter?
Again, you know, we want to win. We play to win. 8-8-1. Let me do the math. Sounds way better than the alternative. But again, the other thing is, right now we sit at what, 4-1 in the division. It's a pretty good division. Historically, it's been one of the best in football, and you can see how physical the games are just by watching today's game.
Obviously,
they gave it the big run, John. I think you look at some of the statistical stuff. Third down, I think they were 1-for-6. You know, we held them to 1-for-6 on third down. They didn't have many third downs. Did a good job in the red zone. There were some positives. There's some things to clean up. You know, the explosive run. We got to tackle a little bit better today. But again, I thought, you know, they did a really good job today, and you know, let the couple star receivers that they got over there get loose a few times. But that's going to happen. Excited. Got one more championship opportunity left, and want to go out with a win, and want to finish the season 5-1, hopefully in the division, and 8-8-1, and give these guys a few days off. They deserve it. They need it. They're beat up. Again, like I said, we ran out of personnel groupings. We really were down to a back and a half and tight ends. Did you guys like our new motion where we had two guys going in motion? Yeah. What would have been cool is if they would have run into each other. That would have been really cool. I thought you guys would like that, you know. But maybe we'll put it in next week, you know, we'll see. But literally, Luvu looked over at us, and I was kind of like, yeah, you got to laugh. You know, like, what are you going to do? You got to laugh. Because it was unique, to say the least.
Nick Harris, four-star Telegram. You know, Nick Clowney, he's given you guys a lot on and off the field. You talked about it this year. Specifically, these last couple of weeks, though, when the professionalism kind of needs to take the uptick, you know, being eliminated and having to work through it, how valuable has he been in his game today?
Incredible, you know, because I hear him talk to the young guys about, you know, what it means to play in this league and how privileged we all are to be a part of this league and this special league and never take it for granted. And I think, you know, when he was a younger player, he can speak to this. I think, not that he took it for granted, but I think he appreciates it so much more now in year whatever it is. And I thought he was dominant out there today. The little bit that, you know, you just kind of look up and you see 42 harassing the quarterback. You see 42 chasing down arounds. And I just love the way the guy plays, man. And so, so happy that we brought him in and so happy that he's having the impact in that locker room with the young players.
And more with the run game, when Javonte went down and you're basically handing off the low to Malik, the confidence in Malik to have in that moment too, has that just been built up over the course of the year? How do you attribute that confidence to have?
I mean, he's earned it. I mean, he really has. He's earned it. He practices like that every day, you know. Big touchdown run, I think it's Kansas City, right? I mean, he runs hard. You know, what you don't see is the hidden yards. To get to 100, I guarantee you 30 of those are after contact, pushing piles, keeping his legs going, things like that. Again, he stepped in. TJ Bass, I thought, you know, he stepped in. You know, Bridges comes in, you lose Revel. I mean, it literally was a lot of adjusting going on over there. You'll want to get the Netflix footage and hear a lot of swear words on my part because I was calling for personnel groupings that we didn't have. And, again, that's where I think Dak's so good, man, because, you know, when I'm sped up and I'm pressing, he's kind of like, dude, relax. Like, I got you.
Did Javonte Revel, any updates on
this? Yeah, again, Revel's got a concussion protocol. Let's see, who'd you ask me about?
Javonte,
his shoulder, stinger, same thing that he had, yeah.
Tommy Archdowes, Cowboys.com. You talked a lot about time of possession. You said last week you weren't happy with the
time, you said 40 minutes or so. Obviously, running football, when you have four or five drives, 10 in one place, how much do you enjoy that, knowing that you're taking the time off the clock?
Yeah, well, again, I think it's one of those things, you know, Tommy, when you're watching the game on the sidelines and you're calling it, like, what I noticed was the movement we were getting. You know, we were getting a lot of movement up front, so you're kind of standing there and you're watching how things unfold, and you see us moving them backwards and controlling the line of scrimmage. It makes it easier to call runs when you're seeing that, and quite honestly, you don't always see that. But I've always known we're a physical football team. I've always known we could beat people offensively different ways. If they want to double our receivers and try to take George and CD and those guys out and play light box, I mean, these guys played a bunch of cover four. You know, they sat back there in cover four most of the day, and when teams want to do that, we're going to run the football at a high level.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, again, I think, you know, we hurt ourselves on third down a little bit, you know, had a couple false starts and things like that. They called George for a OPI penalty that I thought was a little ticky-tack. But I think at the end of the day, it just came down to we executed really, really well in the first half, and it was more up and down in the second half.
Coach, how proud are you? Dave Ginsberg, Associated Press. How proud are you of that start? You know, could have been flat Christmas on the road at playoffs, but yet touchdowns on the first three possessions. Take control of the game.
Yeah, again, I never worry about these guys' effort. I really don't. These guys are they're all about football. We've talked about it all week. You know, the local guys have asked me about the heart of this football team, and, you know, these guys are just built different, man. They love each other. We've been through a lot this year, losing Marshawn, and that's, like I said, galvanized us, and I had no question we would come out and play hard. But, again, I thought we were hitting on all cylinders offensively early on.
Tim Calistra, Dallas Morning News columnist again.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Tim. Yes.
86-yarder to Turpin that hasn't been mentioned by the beat writers.
Incredible. You and I are having a moment. Yes.
You talk about, obviously, your punting out of your
head. Yep.
And just, he doesn't get a ton of opportunities, but him making the most of it.
Yeah, well, again, we talked about Dak, Tim, you know, and that he would like to have some throws back. I thought that was a dime. We had kind of a little double move on the outside trying to get George and CD, and they went to what we call tricky two, where they're trying to ask guys that probably aren't used to running with guys that run 4-2 down the middle of the field. And we've repped that quite a bit. We've talked about that quite a bit. We actually hit it here a couple years ago against these guys, not for that long, but you know, Turp affects the game in so many ways, and that's what you love about him in the slot, you know, because if they do want to try to double the outside studs, Turp can hurt you in so many ways. I knew he wasn't getting caught, by the way. Like, when he caught it, it was like, bye-bye. Yeah, it was like Forrest Gump running. It's like, yeah, they ain't catching him.
And on the, you mentioned 87 plays, I think, 480 yards and no turnovers. Shouldn't that be an easier win when you have all that?
Yeah, and maybe not in the NFC East, you know. I'd say this. You guys know Dan. I know DQ. We knew his guys would respond. You know, that's a prideful team over there. You know, I see guys like Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and those guys, just the way they play. And, you know, I was not surprised by that. You know, this is the NFC East and a lot of pride at stake, and both teams are very, very, very competitive.
The the third straight game, no second half touchdowns. Any reason for that?
Yeah, again, I think it goes down to the execution. I don't think there's one reason, you know. You know, we got to convert third downs at a higher level. Again, I think, you know, I'll take the 30 points. I'll take the efficiency on fourth down. But, you know, we'll keep taking a look at it. But, again, it goes back to third down and the inability to convert some of those third down situations. I think it's real. I think we were 8 of 20, I think, on third down and 6 for 6 on fourth down. So 8 of 20, and I'm not sure what it was in the second half.
And such a, I would say a disjointed performance considering what your defense gave up and turning a 21-3 game into a dogfight. Can you build momentum with the, just on the win or how you play?
No, I think you build momentum on the fact that we won. You build momentum on the fact we went held them 1 for 3 in the red zone. We were very good on third down defensively. We look at everything. You know, I'm not going to just sugarcoat it and say, hey, we played perfect. We didn't play perfect, but we got the win. We'll point out the things we did well. We'll point out the things that we need to improve like we always do. You know me, I trust the process, and that's not going to change whether you win or lose or whether it's game 16 or game 1.
Going back to Turbo's touchdown, that was a play last week with about 8 minutes left. Turbo was coming out of the slot. It looked like he pulled up earlier. There was miscommunication. Is there anything similar from that play to this play and why this one worked?
Look at you. Seriously, that's very cool. Similar type deal. Cover 2, the difference was Derwin kind of James stayed on top, the safety, and Turb just felt like he couldn't get there. We give those guys a chance to kind of read it, and when they can certainly go, sometimes they go, and when they can't, they have other responses that they can do, but it's exactly the same type of thing. Another third and long call, expecting tricky too, and I mean this, that's really cool. It was exactly a similar situation in play. You want a job?
I know you want to win all these games, but your franchise quarterback got sacked 6 times here a minute or more.
Yep.
Any concern about that if he is getting hit a little bit more?
Yeah, of course I don't want to get them hit 6 times. Last week we were way better, but like I said, we'll look at it. Again, I give them a lot of credit. We also ran 80-something plays. Again, some of it was coverage things. I thought he did a great job with his legs. But, I don't want Dak to get hit like that. But I think we know how to do it at a higher level than we did tonight. But, again, give them credit over there. They did some nice job, and some of their rush patterns were good.
The pressure on Johnson, I mean, I don't want to say he's old, but he is 39. But
yes, be careful here. You're talking to a really old, yeah, a lot of older people in here. I know, I know.
Any concern about I should have got more pressure on him?
Yeah. Again, I thought, you know, he did look comfortable back there. But, again, you're certainly getting enough pressure on him when you hold them to 1 for 6 on third down, things like that. Again, was it perfect? No. I will say this. I know they were doing a lot of things to chip our edges and things like that. There's things you can do to take advantage of that. But at the end of the day, this is a damn good football win for our football team, and we're going to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, for those of us whose readers aren't as educated as Nick.
Yeah, he's very educated.
You were expecting Tricky 2 last week and didn't get it, and you got it today?
No, it was a different form of Tricky 2, yeah. They had a different guy running down the hole. So they had Derwin James, right. You know, much bigger, longer athlete. I don't know who it was today, but he obviously miscalculated how fast number 9 is because – and there's a part of it, Tim, where they try to disguise. They're trying to show you, like, one high, and then they roll to it to try to confuse the quarterbacks. That's the tricky part of it. Yeah, you learn what? Did you write it down? Huh? There you go. Tricky 2. There you go. Tricky 2. hey, it's been around a long time. Hey, it's good. I love that.
Good.
All right. Thanks. Hey, Merry Christmas. Seriously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.